Hey everyone, it's Chris. Before we start this episode, I just want to say I know that it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I know Leah and I and the baby are kind of like locked in the house. We are practicing our social distancing, and we hope everybody else is as well. Because this is such a weird time, you know, we have this episode that you're going to be listening to now, but we're also, over the course of the next couple of weeks, going to be trying to release some bonus content just to hopefully get you through the through this tough time. Reach out to us on social media. Let us know if you're doing okay. As always, you know, Instagram and Facebook is Pub Trivia Experience. Twitter is at Pub Trivia Pod. If you want to email the show, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com, or visit us online, www.pubtriviaexperience.com. Middle of this week, we will have a special episode being posted. It is an all books episode with Leah and Mike and Nikki playing. And we have some other stuff coming out this week as well. So we just kind of hope you guys have a safe time and look out for each other. Thank you. Enjoy the show. Oh. Yeah, one more thing. In the middle of this episode, you're going to hear me make an idiot out of myself. I consider myself a comic book fan. I like comic books. And for some unknown reason, I don't know why this happened, but there's a question in here regarding Marvel Comics, and I reference a group of comics called Action Comics, which is definitely not Marvel. That is DC. The correct comic book that you're looking for when you hear this is not Action Comics. So when you hear me say that, I'm wrong. It's actually New Mutants. So when you hear Action Comics, think New Mutants. Anyway, enjoy the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Antelope Brew. My name is Chris with the Pub Trivia Experience, and we have a hell of a show for you tonight. Tonight, you are all here to play trivia, win some bar cash, and have a good time. If you do not know, if this is your first time here with us, the Pub Trivia Experience is more than just a trivia night at the local bar. We are a podcast. So what that means for you is, while you're playing trivia there, we have a team up here playing for the Pub Trivia Experience. Say hello to Mr. Jeff and Miss Marissa.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
It would help if you turn us on.
We're on.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
So, here's how tonight is going to go. I have got four rounds of trivia for you. Four questions per round. There is a 20-point halftime question. You will get 10 points for each correct answer, by the way. Before we jump into the trivia, we do have our warm-up round, which is five questions, 2 points each.
Are you writing this down?
No.
Before we go into it, though, couple of ground rules. Rule number one, and again, I have to say this to a group of adults and some teachers, don't shout out the answer. Rule number two, no cell phone. Cell phones are a no-no until you've turned your answer in. Rule number three, you're going to see Eric, Amy, Brooke, Stephanie, and Tara running around all night long, busting their ass to get you your food, get you your beer, take care of them at the end of the night. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get started with our warm-up round. The way the warm-up round is, or the pregame, I am going to... Here's how your pregame is going to work. I have got a statement I'm going to read. Then I'm going to give you five different options. Each one of those options, you're going to write down on a piece of paper and tell me yes or no. It is 50-50. You literally have a 50% chance of getting this right. You have 3 minutes to get all five of your answers in. Just turn them in on one piece of paper. Save the planet. Here is your pregame. Does the Amazon River flow through the following South American countries? Country number one is Brazil. Number two is Peru. Three is Paraguay. Number four is Suriname. And number five is Bolivia. You got 3 minutes. Good luck.
Okay.
Well, then.
Well, we know it flows through Brazil.
We do know that, I suppose. I suppose we know that.
I don't know if it reaches Peru.
Got
to go all the way down.
I feel like it could. But...
Because I'm, like, looking at it. I'm trying to figure it out. Have you ever heard of Suriname?
I have not. I wish we got a spelling of that. But,
Bolivia?
Bolivia. I don't think so.
Where is Bolivia?
I don't know.
Paraguay. Paraguay is down at the bottom. Right? Next to Uruguay.
I'm going to just tell you now, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. We've got Venice.
Brazil is like that entire side, isn't it?
Well, it's like that whole like hump area.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Venezuela on the other side.
Yeah.
And then Chile.
Right, yeah. That's the bottom portion.
Right. Peru, I want to say yes. Because it's like under Brazil, right?
I thought Peru's at the top.
No. Peru's not at the top.
All right. I guessed.
We've got Belize up at the top.
Belize is a yes, then?
Maybe. Well, there's no Belize on here.
Oh, what's on our list?
Bolivia.
Bolivia, yes.
Okay. Suriname.
I don't know. Let's go maybe. Is maybe an option?
Is the Amazon the second longest river in the world?
What's the first? The Nile?
Nile.
And then the Amazon's the biggest. The widest.
The widest.
The most full of water.
But is it the longest? It's not.
I don't think it's the longest.
It's not one of the longest.
I don't think so. So it doesn't have to be crazy long.
Okay.
So let's go Suriname as.
I don't care. What do you want to say?
Yes as I don't care.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go yes, because I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Paraguay. I don't think it's going to reach down to Paraguay.
Let's go now. Yeah, I like now.
And I don't know about Peru.
Let's stick with... How many yeses and nos do we have?
We have 3 yeses and 1 no.
Let's go no then.
You want to go no on Peru? See, I feel like Peru is the closest to Brazil.
Then let's go yes on that and then no on Bolivia.
Okay.
All right. Your pregame... Does the Amazon River flow through the following countries? Those countries were... I'm going to read them off one by one. Jeff and Marissa, you give us your answers, okay?
Oh, cool. Okay.
Jeff and Marissa, question number one. Does the Amazon River run through Brazil?
Yes.
Yes.
It definitely runs through Brazil. It's the biggest country in South America. It'd be hard for it not to. Number two, does it run through Peru?
Yes.
Yes, is what we said.
It does stretch all the way across South America to Peru. Does it flow all the way south to Paraguay?
No.
No,
it does not. What about north? Does it go up to Suriname?
Maybe.
Maybe is not an answer.
Yes.
We go yes.
No, it does not go to Suriname. And number five, what about Bolivia?
It was probably yes, but we said no.
No.
Of course it does. It's right there.
Oh.
If it goes to Peru, it goes to Bolivia.
We should have switched it.
Your correct answers, everyone. Brazil, Peru, Bolivia were yeses, Paraguay, and Suriname were noes. That's it for your pregame. We're getting into the actual game right now where each one of these questions is worth 10 points. Before we get started, for our point-loving listeners out there and those at the bar that want to earn some extra points, the beer that I am drinking is delicious, first off. I highly recommend it. It is also a dollar off. This is the chocolate-covered cherry imperial stout, number 15 on the big board in there. If you buy this beer, you're going to get your team 2 extra points. You must buy a full beer, not part of a sampler. It is good, though, I promise. Oh, so damn good. All right. Let's get into the game.
Really like my blueberry stout, though.
Round one, question number one. Your category... Yeah. Huh. One beer. Like, not even one beer. Round one, question number one. Your category is in It's All Good in the Neighborhood.
Sweet.
Fisherman's Wharf, Knob Hill, and Pacific Heights are all neighborhoods in what U.S. city?
What's the one your mom just came back from?
Olympia?
Nah, the ones with the kids' shirts. The kids have the shirts on it.
Seattle?
Yeah, but didn't have some sort of wharf on it.
Yeah, no, it's in San Francisco, darling.
No, I yeah, sure. I've never been there.
Okay.
You've been there, though?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us about it?
It's beautiful.
All right. Cheers, everybody. I'll drink to that. I'll drink to anything, except for the White Sox fans. I will not drink to White Sox fans.
Oh, no.
I'm a White Sox fan, too.
Oh, no. It's better than a
Boo.
Cubs fan.
Better than a Cubs fan any day.
All right. Okay, we can go Blackhawks. Unless we're playing the Bolts, we'll go Blackhawks. You're in the wrong part of town. Round one. Question. Was that loud for you, Jeffrey?
That was aggressive.
Round one, question number one. Your category was in It's All Good in the Neighborhood. Fisherman's Wharf, Knob Hill, and Pacific Heights are all neighborhoods in what U.S. West Coast city? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
That would be San Francisco.
I left my heart in San Francisco. I am no Tony Bennett, but your correct answer is, in fact, San Francisco. Make some noise if you got it right. That was pathetic. That was not a social. Round one, question number two. Your category is in food.
All right, here we go.
And also in my least favorite kind of food.
Oh.
Is it the elf?
This is no. We're not having another elf fiasco out here. You all have bad taste in movies, and that's not on me.
Us elves like to stick to the
elf
main
is a
four,
bad movie.
Four main food groups. Boo!
No, elf is a bad movie.
Boo!
You should have worn it. I'd have given you bonus points if you wear it. No,
boo.
You're not here. No, you wore Joe Montana. That doesn't count. All right. Tangents. Round one. Question number two. Your category is in food and the worst kind of food. What salad takes its name from a famous New York City hotel?
Oh, the Waldorf salad.
Waldorf, yeah. Well, that was too easy.
That was a very easy one.
Yeah, it's a good salad, though.
It is a good salad.
I like it.
I'm so glad they have a good sour again.
What's this one?
The Palate Kicker.
Palate Kicker. What's it taste like? I'll take it. I'll taste it.
It's...
I don't like sours.
It's like mango-y.
Try anything once. Mango-y? Oh, God, no. Oh. Ah. Ah. I was really hoping it wasn't that sour.
It's really that sour?
It's so sour.
It's not that
it's
sour.
It's so sour.
No, it's not.
It's aggressively sour. My face made a face. That's how sour it is.
Yeah. I want to look it up just to see what it actually is supposed to taste like. Because I taste mango.
I taste sour. I literally cannot taste anything else other than sour.
So crazy.
Yeah. I do love my blueberry stout, though.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's very good. I don't get much maple.
Round one, question number two. Your category was in food and the worst kind of food.
No, it's not.
It is the worst kind of food. Name a worse food than salad.
Anything from Chicago.
I got White Sox fans on my side.
It's fine. St. Louis pizza's better.
Oh, no, it is not, sir. We're going to run you out of Tampa for talking like that.
That's fine.
I don't know. St. Louis
New York
pizza is
pizza's
good.
The best. Neither way. Okay, no more tangents, damn it. Okay, you all need to just calm the hell down. No, you fold your pizza. We are not having this conversation right now.
Are you a pincher?
We can drink about it later. We can drink and hash this out later.
Fight.
What salad takes its name from a famous New York City hotel? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Well, we being people that very much love salads, we knew that this was the Waldorf salad.
And that is our first social of the night. Raise a glass. It is the Waldorf salad. All right. I cannot recommend this beer enough. It's phenomenal. I love it. I would take this beer home.
You probably will.
If they'd let me. Like, I would literally tell Bill I want to roll the keg out to my car.
You can get a growler.
Would it meet the parents, though?
Round one, question number three. Your category is in space. What peaceful sounding name was Apollo 11's landing spot on the moon? 3 minutes, good luck.
Do you know this?
No.
It's like Valley something, isn't it?
The Valley.
Peaceful sounding.
Peaceful sounding?
Peaceful.
What sounding. Sounds peaceful?
Riverbank.
That sounds muddy, which gives me stress.
Peaceful sounding.
I don't know.
Peaceful sounding.
How about Serenade?
I don't think they would name that, but I feel like it's Valley something.
Valley? Valley of Hope.
Sure. I don't know.
Valley of Peace. Peaceful Valley. I don't know.
Peaceful what sounding. What is peaceful? I don't know what peaceful is.
Silence.
I have three kids. We have three kids. There's nothing peaceful.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is silence.
Valley of Silence?
Ooh.
Silent Hill.
Oh, God.
That's a movie.
That's a horror movie, is it not?
I think so.
That does not sound peaceful. I feel like we should be able to logic to this, but I have no idea.
Peaceful sounding. Peaceful sounding. Ocean. Is it ocean something? Ocean something. I think it's
wave.
Ocean something.
Ocean something? Ocean's 11?
No, but it's like, because they named it, it's an ocean something.
Ocean of Hope.
Ocean Valley?
Ocean Valley?
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I think it's ocean something. I don't know this.
I have no idea.
She's trying to tell me something, and I don't know.
I have no clue.
I got nothing.
I think she was dancing in Caribbean.
Okay. Ocean something.
Ocean land. We got to come up with something. Cause
open ocean.
Open ocean.
Open ocean.
Okay.
About one more minute, folks. Get those answers in.
Oh, jeez. We need one more. What's our answer? Ocean Valley?
Ocean something.
Okay.
Death Valley? I don't know. Death
Valley. Peace Valley?
Ocean of Peace.
Ocean of Peace. I like Peace or Ocean Valley.
Okay.
I got nothing else.
Round one, question number three. Your category was in space. What peaceful sounding name was Apollo 11's landing spot on the moon? Jeff and Marissa, dare I ask what your answer was? Can you say it with a straight face?
No.
Okay.
We went with Ocean Valley because I couldn't think of what it was.
You went with what?
Ocean Valley. I don't know. I thought it was an ocean something or a river something.
I'm going with Death Valley.
Actually, you're not. She's not too far off, right? The landing spot on the moon is named after a body of water.
That's what I thought.
It's the Sea of Tranquility.
That's what it was. Gosh.
Make some noise if you're one of the two teams that got that right. There we go. You don't even know if you got it right. You're just making noise. Round one, question number four. Your category is in television. The plot of Gilligan's Island is simple. Five passengers and two crew members are shipwrecked on an uncharted desert isle. What was the name of the boat they got shipwrecked while riding?
I know this one.
Oh, good, because I have no idea.
Do you need that question again? I didn't think so.
It was the SS Minnow.
Of course it was.
Yep.
I knew that.
And they went on a 3-hour tour.
I've never seen it.
All You've I know never is seen tour. Gilligan Island ever?
No.
Who are you?
I'm the guy that's not seen most things.
I loved Gilligan's Island.
That says more about you than it does me, I think.
Probably.
All right. Round one, question number four. Your category was in television. The plot of Gilligan's Island is simple. Five guests and two crew members get shipwrecked on an uncharted desert island. Oh, my God.
Start over, Chris. Wind it back.
That'll help.
Nope.
Oh, man. Do not chug a stout. The plot of Gilligan's Island is simple. Five guests and two crew members get shipwrecked on an uncharted desert island. What was the name of the boat they were on? Jeff and Marissa. Now, admittedly, we had some people out here that are young and did not know the answer, they say. And I firmly believe that I don't care how old you are, you should know this. What did you say as the millennials of the group?
It's the SS Minnow.
It is definitely the SS Minnow. Make some noise if you got it right.
Woo!
We are moving on to round number two. Round two, question number one. Your category is in board games. In a standard game of Scrabble, what is the only letter that is worth 5 points? It would be bananas if you did not know the answer.
K.
K what?
K.
Okay, what?
K is the answer.
K. Okay, I know that.
Round two, question number one. Your category was in board games.
Now I'm second-guessing the answer.
You have something you want to say?
Go ahead.
You sure?
I didn't know he had me on.
I'm going to come to your work and interrupt you. How about that?
I didn't know he had me on.
I can't hear you. You're turned
down.
So
you're also a two-year-old that runs around?
I could be. All right.
Believe it.
See, tangents. That's why we get in trouble on this podcast. Damn tangents. Round one, round two question. Damn it.
Man, you sound just like her.
Round two, question number one. Your category was in board games. In a standard game of Scrabble, what is the only letter worth 5 points? And it would be bananas if you got this question wrong. Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Now I'm second guessing. I said K.
They said K. I've asked a couple teams this already. What vitamin is bananas high in? Potassium. What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
Oh, Special K. Yeah,
the correct answer is K. Now, if you follow the Pub Trivia Experience on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, this was your free question of the day.
Probably should have read it.
Probably should have done
I
that.
Highly recommend you follow us. We do a trivia question each and every weekday when I'm at work, because don't tell my boss. But it's a lot of fun. Round two, question number two. Your category is in music lyrics.
I got this. I'm going to kill it. Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Are we ready? Name the popular 90s song with the following lyrics. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. That was on me. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as dreams are coming true, you better believe it. That's all you get. Do you need the lyrics again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Would it kill you to say please?
Please.
No chance.
Pretty please.
Maybe I'm crazy, but it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as dreams are coming true, you better believe it. ... 3 minutes. Good luck.
It's a 90s song? I have no idea.
Sorry. We're looking for the title of the song. That's all I need, the title of the song. Attention to detail is not one of my things at work. Ask my boss.
Christopher.
My boss says I'm not a good communicator.
...
But I'm crazy for you. I don't know. I've got no idea. You know I'm crazy. There was like a No, that's not it.
Crazy. It's not crazy.
What did he say?
Crazy is a Britney Spears song.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Is that it?
Maybe. Drive me crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Me up all night. Nobody can save me. I have no idea.
I got nothing. The only thing I can think of is that Five for Fighting. Maybe Superman.
Be my Superman.
Nope, that was not the right one. That was the other Superman. But I don't know that was 90s. Was Five for Fighting 90s or was it early 2000s?
I think it was
like right on the cusp, but I'm not sure which one.
I don't know.
I feel like that was early 2000s song.
Maybe it is Drive Me Crazy. What if it is Drive Me Crazy?
What is Drive Me Crazy?
Britney Spears.
Is it Drive Me Crazy or is it just crazy, isn't it?
No, it's Drive Me Crazy, right?
He's going to be a stickler.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just crazy.
You think it's just crazy? Drive me crazy. Keep me up all night.
You're the only one that can save me.
She's sitting in the moon. I can see the music video for it.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no idea. What other songs could it be?
Be My Superman. Well, who did that song?
If I go crazy, you still call me Superman. No, that couldn't be it.
No. I want to say Drive Me Crazy, but I don't know.
Well, I think that's as good a guess as we can get.
Because Britney, bitch.
Yeah, he would throw a Britney question in there, wouldn't he?
All right. Round two, question number two. Was your...
Bless you.
We're not doing a show here or anything. It's okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
You should be.
I'll go home.
I'm docking your pay.
Okay.
Round two, question number two. Was your music lyrics question... Before I give the lyrics, Jeff and Marissa, what was your answer?
I don't know, Chris. How well did we do at music trivia the other night?
Not very well.
We did so good.
We did music trivia the other night. We recorded it. And
it might not go up. That's
you did
how bad
not get
was.
Lapped. You did about as well as I did at Disney trivia.
Which was horrible.
That was pretty bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So glad I was drinking. What's your answer?
We're going with Britney Spears, Crazy.
They've locked in with Britney Spears Crazy, which I think came out in like 2002.
Oh, well, no way. Whatever.
Maybe I'm crazy, but it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are burning, as long as the stars are burnt. Whoa, as long as the planets are turning and the stars are burning, as long as dreams are coming true, you'd better believe it. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. It is Meatloaf's I Will Do Anything for Love. Now, I have good news. Hold on.
Oh, it's an antisocial.
This is an antisocial. Everyone raise a glass and have a drink. Woo! All right. Round two, question number three. Your category is in sports. And here is a chance to make up some of those points.
Yeah.
The U.S. Open of Tennis... is held in Queens. I'm sorry. Yes, go tell Rafael Nadal he's not an athlete. The U.S. Open of Tennis is held in Queens, New York. Name either of the following. You can name both for bonus points. What tennis legend is the venue named after? Or... what tennis legend is the court named after? You can give me two answers. If you get one right, you get 10 points. You get two right, you get 15. Good luck.
Come on, Jeffrey. The U.S. Open. What happened?
What is...
This is all you.
My mom's going to be so angry that this isn't off the top of my head.
I feel like there's a female that was really famous.
It's not named after Billie Jean King, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's even before that. Cause...
Are you sure?
No.
Billie Jean King Stadium?
Could be.
Billie Jean King Court?
But I feel like it's before that.
Before that, okay. Then
I definitely feel like it's named after a man.
Okay, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Most likely.
I just can't remember his name. The song just makes me want to dance.
Okay, well, you need to not dance, and you need to...
I can dance if I want to.
Then come up with a name.
I just did.
Your mom would be so mad.
I think maybe we just got to go with Billie Jean King.
Okay.
Yep, we'll stop being entertaining. It's fine.
So a few of you, you're struggling with this question. By a few of you, I mean pretty much everybody. If you're thinking it's like Pete Sampras, you need to go older. Older than like Pete Sampras, older than Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. Go older.
Okay.
So good luck. King is older.
Oh, yeah. She's way older.
Who else would it be? What other famous American tennis players?
There's specifically a guy that I could not remember. And if I could remember, I would
Michael,
guess him.
Michael, Tyler, Susan, no. Steven.
That's not helpful.
Bob.
Nope.
Robert.
No.
Albert.
Maybe.
Alfonso.
Could be.
I mean, it's Queens. Are they Jewish?
No.
It's Queens.
That's not helpful.
I have no idea. Well, I'm writing down Billie Jean King.
That was my answer. Why would you not write that down? It's a great answer. It's the best answer. I feel like it's a Lourdes or something. Something weird like that.
Lourdes? That's a female's name.
I don't know. Oh, wow.
Lauren.
Lauren could be a male or female.
Ashley.
Name. It was a boy's name.
Also a male name.
It was primarily a male name.
Marion.
Marion.
That was also a male name.
That's some weird-ass names, though.
Weirder than some of ours? Like Leland?
Oh, yeah. That's not even that weird.
Round two. Question number three. Your category was in sports. My God, that's not going to sound good on the audio tomorrow.
Nope.
I have to edit this, too, so crap.
Good luck.
All right. Round two, question number three. Your category is in sports. The U.S. Open of Tennis is held in Queens, New York every year. Name either of the following. Name the tennis legend that the venue is named after, and name the tennis legend that the actual court is named after. Jeff and Marissa. Oh, God, what did you say?
Why you got to do it like that?
Because I know you don't know anything about tennis, and I wrote this question just to make you look stupid. It was purposeful.
We went with Billie Jean King.
There were two possible answers, though. What was the other answer?
We didn't have one.
Okay. They locked in with Billie Jean King and...
Bob.
We had to answer both questions?
If you want the bonus points.
I don't want the bonus points.
Now, you may not want the bonus points, but the teams out here did want the bonus points, and I will say... We got some tennis fans out here.
Yay!
Two teams got both answers right. The actual venue in Queens, New York is named after tennis legend Billie Jean King. The stadium is Arthur Ashe Court.
I know it was a weird old name.
All right, guys and girls, women, men, children of all ages. Round two, question number four. Your category is somewhat close to my heart. Your category is comic books. Okay. A little bit. Now, I will say this. You legitimately all have an opportunity to answer this question right. There are bonus points on this question as well. Action Comics number... Yeah. What the hell is wrong with me tonight?
I don't know. You tell us.
Action Comics number 98 marked the debut of the now iconic comic book character of Deadpool. In what year did the Merc with the Mouth debut? Sorry. In what decade did the Merc with the Mouth debut? If you get the year right, you get 5 extra points.
Okay. Action Comic 98. I don't know if they correspond with each other at all.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like,
he named one comic. What is it corresponding with?
Well, does 98 like mean something.
Yeah, it means it was the 98th issue of Action Comic.
But, like, did they name it? Okay, never mind. I get it. It was the 98th comic.
Are you trying to say if it came out in 1998?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
No? When did Deadpool come out?
It was the 1964 Action Comic number 98.
How do you know this?
Because I'm good at pulling random ass numbers out of my ass.
So you have no fucking clue.
Not a clue, but I'm pretty sure it was the 60s.
You think Deadpool came out in the 60s?
I think so, yeah.
The anti-hero?
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone was tired of war and they wanted someone to be the guy to stick it to the man. 1968 is the year that Deadpool came out in Action Comic number 98.
When did Action Comic 1 come out?
That came out in 1961.
You have no fucking clue.
Then why do you keep asking me these questions?
Because you've got to have some sort of knowledge in that head.
1983? That's a good number.
Okay, fine.
Leah knows.
Yes, of course Leah knows. Leah's better at everything, but Leah doesn't play.
What are we going with?
Fine, 80s, I guess.
83? 80s, 1983? That could be doable.
Round two, question number four. Your category was in one of my personal favorites, comic books. Okay, y'all need to just calm the hell down. Action Comics number 98 marked the debut of the now iconic character of Deadpool, even though someone is challenging the fact that that was the actual name of the book. It might have been a New Mutants run, but I think it was an Action Comics book. Am I wrong?
100%.
Okay. I've been wrong before. I'm okay with it.
We all get points.
It was New Mutants. No one gets points. No. I want you to tell me what year Deadpool debuted, or what decade Deadpool... What decade did Deadpool debut? 5 points bonus if you got the year exactly right. Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
We went with 1983.
They went with the year I was born because, yes, I am old as hell. 1983. I'm sorry. Is it funny that I'm old?
I could say mean things. I won't.
Your correct answer. Deadpool is a very foul-mouthed character. If you didn't know that, you would know they did not debut in, like, the Golden Age or the Silver Age of comics. He debuted in 1991. Now, the team in the back, the Twin Cities, nicely done. Nicely done. They have never picked up a comic book in their life.
That's how they got it right.
Did you work at like a Walgreens that had to put it from one shelf to another?
Barnes & Noble.
I am making friends all over the place tonight. What was that? It was an Eckerd. That's true. It was an Eckerd. I put myself through college in Eckerds. All right.
Hey, Action Comics number 98 came out in 1948.
Did I say Action Comics? I'm an idiot, just so you know. Yeah. I was going to say.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm buying you a beer. No, I'm dead serious. I'm buying you a beer. All right. Hey, everyone, this is your halftime question. Here's how your halftime question is going to work. I'm going to read you a question. That question has four possible answers. You are going to write four answers on one piece of paper. This is a little bit different than our other halftime question, so I would encourage you to listen. Your category is presidential sports. Yes, I know. I heard that. Thank you, Marissa, for the sarcastic laugh. No comment on golf. Former President Gerald Ford played football while he was in college. For 4 points each, tell me what Big Ten school he played football at. He also, while in college, played three separate positions. Give me those positions, and I'm going to give you a hint. He played one position on offense, one position on defense, and one position on special teams. Good luck. To give you a hint here, because there is that question, This school is currently in the Big Ten.
Okay. Big Ten. There's 13 Big Ten schools. Okay.
Okay.
What are they? You are. I have no
clue. Ohio State used to be in Big Ten. Okay. I don't know if they still are. I'm pretty sure Penn State.
Yes. Yes, Penn is a Big Ten.
Where did Gerald Ford go?
Let's go Penn State.
Like Penn State?
I like Penn State.
I
what
feel
else
like I
would have
known that, but... So I'm pretty sure that the positions he played were all fairly, like, high profile.
Okay.
I'm so thinking, like, I don't know, quarterback or wide receiver.
Gerald Ford?
Yeah. Running back?
I don't know.
Wide receiver? I think wide receiver.
Okay.
Kick returner. And what's a defensive position I think he plays? I don't think he could play a linebacker if he plays with other things.
Fullback.
Nope, that's on offense.
Oh. Linebacker.
Maybe. Maybe safety?
Safety?
Was Gerald Ford a larger man?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
So would it make sense if he was a fullback then, if he was a larger man?
If he was shorter and larger, yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing, like, lanky, but I don't know.
That's what I thought, too, with Ford. I can really only picture his head, to be honest.
Wide receiver, kick returner, and a safety?
Let's go linebacker.
You want to go linebacker?
No.
It's up to you. I know nothing. I will fully admit it.
Yeah, I think we're good right there. Let's go.
What other Big Ten schools are there?
Like, I don't know.
Are there any, like, there's no Ivies in the Big Ten, right?
No, because they're in the Ivy League.
Okay, but there's no, like...
Nope.
Higher up schools.
Oh, I don't know. I could not tell you. I don't remember.
I feel like the majority of the presidents went to school in the Northeast. So did he go to Northeastern? No, that's in Illinois, right? Northwestern? Northwestern's in Illinois, right?
I think so.
What big schools are Syracuse? What's Syracuse in?
I'm just trying to think. It's all like around that Midwestern, like northern, northeastern, midwest, mid, northeastern, midwest section.
Okay, then Penn State would make sense.
But I'm thinking like the big ones, like Michigan, Ohio State.
Is Michigan a Big Ten?
I think so.
We say Ohio State, he's from Michigan, and we say Michigan, he's from Ohio State, and it's like a whole clusterfuck. Because you can't say somebody's from Ohio State when they're from Michigan. You can't say someone's from Michigan when they're from Ohio State.
Yeah, that would be bad. There would be lots of people. But I don't know that that's it.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
All
what
right.
are we going with?
Michigan. Ladies okay. and gentlemen, that was your halftime question. Former President Gerald Ford played football while he was in college. I wanted you to tell me, what Big Ten school did he play football at? You have an answer? He did. Well, hold on. They haven't given their answer yet, and they were debating between Ohio State and Michigan. What did you lock in with?
Michigan.
No, Michigan.
You did not. You were full
of
shit.
It's on the record.
On the paper.
On the record. And you know what? We didn't break the rules and yell out the answer.
That's true.
Oh.
Ooh. They're not playing. Do you want to go yell at them?
He knew
the answer. He was excited. Give him credit. All right. And the question becomes, what three positions did Gerald Ford play while at Michigan? On offense, what did you and Marissa say?
Well, Marissa doesn't know positions. So we went with wide receiver.
Wow.
And linebacker.
Hold on.
And...
Hold on. Who said that? That was funny. Okay, so you went with wide receiver, linebacker, and what?
Kick returner.
And kick returner. I want you to make some noise if you got these right, okay? President Gerald Ford played football at the University of Michigan. At the University of Michigan on defense, he was a linebacker. On offense, believe it or not, he was a center. If you said offensive line, we gave you credit. And if he played center on offense, what position did he play on special teams? He was the long snapper. I'm going to say this. I did not think anyone would get like two of those right. After this next question, we are going to have your halftime scores. We're going to move on into round three. Question number one. Your category is in shopping.
It's all you, Jeffrey.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Here is your shopping question. What department store covers an entire city block in New York City? It runs from Lexington Avenue to 58th Street. And I will tell you, Rachel Green from Friends probably spent a lot of time there.
Pretty sure.
You worked for them.
I don't know where it is, but yes, it's got to be it.
Would it be? Would it be anything else?
Well,
takes up a whole city block.
Yeah, no, that's pretty. Yeah, it's the biggest one.
Is it Gimbel's?
No, there's the other one.
B. Altman's.
The fancy one.
Bloomington. Bergdorf's.
The one that does the toys.
Bergdorf's? No.
No. What's that one called?
F.A.O. Schwartz?
Yes.
It's gone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's not that one. It's Macy's. I'm pretty sure it's Macy's.
It's got to be Macy's.
98% sure.
What other store would take up an entire city block?
I don't know. But if it's not Macy's, I'm sure we'll find out.
What other stores? What's the Saks? It's not Saks Fifth Avenue, right? Because that's on Saks. That's on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make sense, huh?
Right?
No, I'm almost. I'm like 99.8%. It's Macy's. Because I'm pretty sure it's on
58. But isn't Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, it's right in there.
34th Street?
That's on 34th Street. She had to go. The Miracle is she made it to 58th Street.
No, that's where...
Yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus.
But that's where Macy's is. It's 34th Street.
I don't know. Maybe that's the main entrance. It takes up a whole block. Who knows?
It's true. And you don't know the other two streets. It just said, you just gave us two streets.
It's true.
Round three. Question number one. Your category was in shopping. Ooh, there's a lot of beer right there.
Yay.
Who's that going to? Oh,
it's going everywhere.
Y'all some lucky people. That looks like some good beer. Round three, question number one. Your category was in shopping. What department store covers the entire city block in New York City from Lexington Avenue to 58th Street? Rachel Green probably spent a lot of time there while she was on Friends. And speaking of Friends, let's go over to our Friends experts, Jeff and Marissa, who have never seen an episode.
Can you just stop with the Friends
No.
clues?
You keep giving clues about Friends like it's going to help people.
It helps everyone but you.
It doesn't
help
everybody.
Hold on. Settlement. Hold on. Who here has seen an episode of Friends? Except for these two.
I saw a whole bunch of people right in the middle there that did not have their hands up.
Yeah, they've never seen Friends.
They're drinking beer.
Exactly.
Okay. Good point.
Seen zero. You're not helping.
I like him. He's
Thank
my
you.
Favorite.
Thank He's you.
We can't have favorites.
Well, I have
okay.
one.
What's your damn answer?
Macy's.
They've locked in with Macy's. Does anyone remember the episode of Friends
nope.
where Rachel
no.
helped an old woman try on a thong?
No.
Nope.
Then you would know that at that point in time, she was working at Bloomingdale's. Nicely done.
I said Bloomingdale's.
Well, yeah, I'd say.
I do have your halftime standings. Who wants to hear them? Raising your hand does me no good. All I care about are my listeners and the fine folks here. That's it. You, though, less than everybody else. Here are your halftime standings. With 48 points, we've got the Nearly Headless Knicks. With 53 points, we've got Dos Dimwits. With 66 points, and in fourth place, we've got the professionals behind me with the Pub Trivia Experience podcast. I'm going to need you guys to step your game up.
Give us better questions.
Oh, it's the questions' fault? Hold on. In third place, 71 points. We've got the Twin Cities. In second place with 72 points. Give it up for Chi-Town. Go, Cubs, go. And in first place with 80. We have got 409K.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Funny. They get points for that.
No, they don't get. They're winning. I'm not giving them bonus points.
They get points for name choice.
Before we go any further, did anyone order of the extra point beer? All right. Round three, question number two. Your category isn't literature. It's okay. It's okay. We dumbed this down. Don't worry about it. We dumbed this down.
Some friend's person read a book.
Name the book. Do you have something witty you want to say without turning your microphone up? You're a coward.
I will turn it up any day.
All right. Here is your literature question. Name the book.
Don't fuck with the sound guy.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? We couldn't hear you.
Damn. I had that coming, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
One too many jokes to the sound guy. I'll buy him a beer too. All right. Name the book that contains the characters Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail.
The Tales of Peter Rabbit, no?
I couldn't see what you said, but yes.
Right? That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's the title of the book, though?
What?
The Tales of Peter Rabbit?
Yeah, you know he's going to be a stickler about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's The Tales of Peter Rabbit.
This is not just Peter Rabbit?
No.
You sure?
Yes. Your mom literally got Ellie this for Christmas.
Oh. I knew that. No, I think you're right about The Tales of Peter Rabbit.
Okay.
All right, I did forget to mention, if you can give me the author of the book, you will get 2 bonus points.
Oh, my God. Beatrix Potter.
Oh, yes. You're right. Nice.
I'm a mom.
All right. Round 3. Question number 2. Your category was in literature, and I take literature very liberally. Name the book that contains the following characters, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
That's A Tales of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter.
And your correct answer, as much as I want it to be, it's not Animal Farm. Your correct answer is, in fact, The Tales of Peter Rabbit. And for 2 bonus points, it is Potter. What? Okay, hold on.
Beatrix.
For all those people that got that question and the bonus right, there was a serious lack of noise. And I am just... It's too late. Moment over. We're going to move into round 3. Question number 3. And my Sheldon Cooper fans will appreciate this. Your category is... Fun with flags. And then they will not appreciate this question. The central piece of the Canadian flag is the maple leaf. How many points are on that maple leaf? You got 3 minutes. I see a lot of hands moving. This is hilarious. Good luck.
Is it 6 or 8?
Is there
any leaves?
Yeah, is there any Molson flags hanging around? Or Canada Ice?
Is it 6 or 8?
Why has it got to be a 6 or an 8? Why couldn't
it
be an odd number?
No, with nature, it would be an odd number. That one theory that I can't think of the name of.
It wouldn't be 5. Because then it would look like somebody's flicking someone off. And a maple leaf. I think it's 6. I think it's 6. Nobody's listening to me.
Do you want any food?
Is it 6 or 8? I think it's 6.
I feel like it would be 7.
I think it's 6.
Are you drawing it?
Yeah. I'm a horrible drawer. Come on.
Okay, so. Aren't there points at the bottom, though? Like, doesn't it come to a somewhat triangular part at the bottom? I think it's 5 and then 2 at the bottom. Does that seem right?
No. It wouldn't be. It'd be 6.
No, I think you're right, actually. That looks pretty correct.
All right. Round 3, question number 3. Your category was Sheldon Cooper's favorite, Fun with Flags. The central piece of the Canadian flag is a maple leaf. How many points does that maple leaf have? Jeff and Marissa with the pub trivia experience, what did you say?
So we debated this one.
She drew many different great depictions
of
it.
Hold on, take a picture of this, put
no,
it on Instagram.
No,
very many, very many great depictions of it.
Hold on, who wants to see that on our Instagram later?
No one.
Just
no
that
one.
Guy.
Come on!
Just that guy.
Just yeah, that guy.
Just that guy.
Okay.
But we
need an answer.
Believe it's 6.
I think you said 7 because the bottom point.
We believe it's 6.
Okay.
They have gone with 6. I will tell you there are 2 acceptable answers to this question. It depends whether or not you count the stem of the maple leaf as part of the leaf. Your answer, and we have one team that got it right, the maple leaf, if you look at the leaf itself, has 3 points to the left, 3 points to the right, 3 points up top, 2 points to the bottom, and a stem. Your answer would be either 13 or 11.
Wow.
Round 3, question number 4. Your category is my absolute favorite.
Friends.
We're on to geography.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there no geography fans out here? One. Yeah, we have one motherfracking geography fan.
He's got jokes.
All right. Here is your question. If you traveled directly east from New York City, what is the first country other than the U.S. that you would hit?
I was going to say Portugal.
Is it Portugal?
Yeah, because I think Ireland and...
They're too far north.
They're north. More north and more.
So you think it's Portugal?
I think Portugal, because it wouldn't hit Spain.
No, it would be Portugal first.
It hit Portugal.
Right. But if it was a little bit lower, it would be Morocco, because yeah, there's only like 50 miles between Portugal and Morocco.
No, but I think it's north enough that it hits Portugal.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Does it hit the Azores? Does that count? Is that a country?
Huh. That's a mountain range, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that is a mountain range. What's the... It starts with an A. There's an island nation. It starts with an A. It's off of Portugal.
The Andouille sausage.
No.
I can't think of that island range that you're talking of. Antilles?
Mm.
Is that a thing?
The lesser... No, maybe? No, maybe? No. Starts with an A.
That's what you said. Isn't Antilles start with an A?
Yes, but I don't know if it would hit that first or not. You go directly east from New York City. I don't know why. I still have Morocco stuck in my head for some reason.
Well, if you feel best about that, then let's go with that.
No, let's go with Portugal.
I didn't realize there was an island nation off Portugal.
Yeah. I can't think of the name of it, though.
It's a nation? It's not part of...
I don't know. It might just be a
group of islands of a different country?
That owns it, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's not going to be that hard.
I just don't know if Portugal is, like, the right...
The right latitude?
Yeah.
We're going to have to flip a coin here, aren't we? That's why we need a third person. This is a call out to all of you who listen, who want to be part of this. Come join us. Come be our third in our trio of...
Like, it doesn't hit over Portugal, right? And hit, like, France?
That seems like it'd be a very small portion, because part of France is tucked behind England, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah.
I feel pretty good about Portugal. I think it's got to be either Portugal or Morocco, like you said. I don't think it's that low.
You don't think it's that low?
I don't think it's that low.
Okay, let's go. Let's go Portugal.
All right. Round three. Question number four. Your category was in geography. If you traveled directly east from New York City, what would be the first country you run into other than the United States? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Well, we way overthought this. No one else did, right? But we ended up going with Portugal.
They went with Portugal. A tiny ass little country on the side of Spain. Okay, hold on. What is the obvious freaking answer?
It's way too far north.
Your correct answer. Hold on.
Is it Morocco?
This is my show, right? Like, this is still my show.
You haven't been able to talk yet, so we'll see.
No, I haven't. This is totally not my show. You're
the Ivory Coast, isn't it?
Okay.
Your correct answer. Make some noise. If you said Portugal.
Oh, thank you.
It was Portugal. We are on to round four. Round four, question number one, I will tell you all, is my favorite question of the night. Round four, question number one, your category is in alcohol.
Okay.
Here we go. The initials V as in Victor, S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar, P as in Papa, VSOP, stand for Very Superior Old Pale. I cannot make that up. These initials are often associated with what kind of liquor? Good luck.
Scotch. It's got to be scotch. It's either scotch or whiskey.
I think you're on the right track. The scotch.
I think it's scotch.
I'm going to be embarrassed when I get this wrong, but I think you're right.
Well, then what do you think it is?
No, I think you're right with scotch. That's what I would have guessed.
I think it's scotch. I'm pretty sure it's scotch.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. That's the best thing I can think of.
What else would it be? What are the other dark...
Well, it doesn't really come up much in my bourbon and whiskey groups.
Because it's not...
So if it's scotch, that would make sense. Because we don't really talk much about scotch.
Scotch, right. I don't think it would be rum. They don't... It's dark or light. They don't say pale.
Oh, no. There's light white rums. Superior old pale rum.
I think it's scotch. Come on. Superior.
That sounds very rummy.
Superior? Very superior old pale. You think it'd be rum?
Very old superior. Very superior old pale rum.
Very superior old pale rum. No, it's gotta be scotch.
All right, I feel comfortable enough going with scotch, but I could see how it could be rum.
I just thought they went light and dark. I didn't think they said pale on scotch on rum on rum.
I've never heard them call a scotch pale.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of pale ale.
I've heard of pale scotch. Yes.
Okay. Well, then I feel even better. Let's go scotch.
All right. Round four, question number one. Your category isn't everybody's favorite. It's alcohol.
Woo!
See, even the waitstaff is cheering alcohol. That's when you know it's a good idea. The initial... The initials VSOP stand for Very Special Old Pale. And are often associated with what kind of alcohol? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Scotch.
They went with scotch. We have some guests over here from the waitstaff. Do you guys want to come over here? No. You got into the microphone. There's a microphone right here. What is your answer?
I say scotch.
VSOP, very special, old pale. Your correct answer... VSOP is a special kind of brandy that was aged more than 4 years and officially has become cognac. If you said brandy or cognac, you got points. Good job. That being said, if someone brought me a glass of Lafrague right now, I would not turn it down.
I don't know anybody with that.
If you have not had a Lafrague scotch, that is delicious. All right. Round four, question number two. Your category is in Sweet Home, Alabama. Here we go. According to the personal finance website Wallet Hub, what was the only city in Alabama to be included on the top 100 cities in the U.S. for jobs?
I saw it because Mike Mott posted about it.
Yeah. To be listed in their top, I didn't see that, but that's where he lives. In the US. It's a good place. I think we got it right. It's where a particular person lives, right? Okay.
He posted about it.
I'm glad he lives there. And she.
He just posted about this.
That's probably where he got the question from.
Probably, yeah. Thanks for the question, Mike.
Good thing you live there. Can't imagine you living anywhere else in Alabama. And yet we've never met.
I know. I want to meet them one day.
One day.
I feel like they're fun people.
They're old friends we've never met.
I know.
Internet's a hell of a place.
All right. Round four, question number two. Your category was in Sweet Home.
Chicago.
Chicago?
No.
Your category is Sweet Home, Alabama. According to the personal finance website Wallet Hub, what was the only city in Alabama to be included in their top 100 cities in the U.S. for jobs? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
We said the home of Mike and Nikki, Huntsville.
If you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get podcasts, really.
YouTube.
You would know that one of the founding members of the Pub Trivia Experience is a good friend of mine named Mr. Mike Mott, and he recently got a job working for the U.S. Army in Huntsville, Alabama. One team got that right. Good job. We're moving on. Round four, question number three. Your category is in movies. For what movie did John Wayne win his only Oscar?
I have no fucking clue.
I have the same clue you do. What movies was he in?
I don't know.
Is Gunsmoke a thing?
I think so.
Is
Gunslinger?
Gunsmoke.
Nope.
Way Out West. Me and my horse.
The Alpaca 5'9". People are
Texas
gonna hate us.
Ranger.
Yes. Walker, Texas Ranger? I'm pretty sure that's our answer.
Chuck Norris beats everything.
Yes. I literally don't think we have anything better than that.
Go with Gunsmoke. I don't know.
Is Gunsmoke a movie that he was in?
I think so.
Are you
I don't
sure?
know.
I don't
I
think
no
so.
No clue.
I think that's just a thing I said.
I have no idea.
Ah, I don't like it.
I don't know. What was he in? What movies was John Wayne in?
I don't know.
Can I have a hint? I don't know. Billy and the Sundance. Billy and the Sundance Kid. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I've heard of it. I don't know if it's him.
Go with it. I don't know.
Go with what?
Billy and the Sundance Kid. I don't know. Billy and the Sundance Kid. I don't know. Tony said there was a remake recently. 310 to Yuma? No. What were some Western movies recently?
Magnificent Seven.
That was a remake?
I'm pretty sure. Because The Hateful Eight was Tarantino, and I'm pretty sure that's original.
Well, yes, I know that. Magnificent Seven was a remake.
Pretty sure.
What other Western movies came out recently?
I don't know.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure.
What are we going on?
Pick one. I don't care. Right.
Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
Round four, question number three. Your category was in movies. For what movie did John Wayne win his only Oscar? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Well, we're pretty sure it's Walker, Texas Ranger. But finally. But we're pretty sure it's Magnificent Seven?
They guessed Magnificent Seven. So Magnificent Seven was remade recently with Chris Pratt. I'm actually looking for a different remake, though.
Billy and the Sundance Kid.
Possibly one of the top five directors working today are the Coen brothers. And they made a movie starring Jeff Bridges, Matt Damon, and Haley Steinfeld. Whoa, not Seinfeld. That'd be weird.
No idea.
No, still no idea.
It was a remake of the John Wayne Oscar-winning movie True Grit.
No idea. Didn't see it.
All right, we're going to move on. Round four, question number four. Your category, guys. This is our last question, by the way, before the wager round. Your category is in everybody's favorite topic to talk about while they're drinking. It's politics. If you could hear the groans in this bar, for our listeners outside of the U.S., you feel us. Here is your question. Sarah Palin was not the first female vice presidential candidate from a major party. That distinction went to Geraldine Ferraro. Who was the unsuccessful presidential candidate that she ran with? They would lose in a landslide to Ronald Reagan. I'm looking for the unsuccessful presidential candidate that lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan with Geraldine Ferraro as their running mate. 3 minutes. Good luck.
It's not Ralph Nader, is it?
He's not that old, is he?
Yes. Geraldine Ferraro lost to Reagan. So it was in the 80s. Okay, Reagan.
I like your
in
answer.
The 80s. But is that's not considered a major party, is it? Nader would have run it as an independent, no?
Independent's a major party.
Okay. I just don't know if that's right or not.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Who else ran against him?
I don't know.
No, me neither. I wasn't alive.
I don't know who ran against Reagan. Hart? Gary Hart?
Gary Hart was the Democratic candidate against him, wasn't he?
I think so. But did he have a female?
That'd be a very liberal thing to do. Where's your dad? It's the only time I need to
I
ask
know,
him
it's
something.
The only thing I need time I need my dad. Well, it's not the only time I need my dad, but he would know this answer like off the top of his head. Okay. Gary Hart. I don't know if, because that's gotta be 80s. But I don't know if it's too early in the 80s. I know he lost by a landslide.
I think it's a good answer.
I just don't know if Geraldine Ferraro was his candidate, his running mate. Hart Ferraro?
I think it's the best guess we got.
I can't think of...
Because Presidents is not my name.
Reagan was president when I was born. Your year was an election year.
When Bush was elected.
Right.
No, I like your answer. I think it's Hart.
Okay.
Unless you can think of someone else.
I can't. Unless it's Ralph Nader, and I don't know.
Maybe, though. I feel like... like, that's the wild card.
He is a wild card.
Because he would do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your final question. Before we get to the wages, Is my accent bothering you?
No, I'm just, like, overthinking.
You got this wrong, didn't you?
I don't know. I hope not.
Round four, question number four. Your category is in politics. Sarah Palin was not the first female vice presidential candidate. That distinction went to Geraldine Ferraro, who was the unsuccessful presidential candidate that she ran with. They would lose in a landslide to President Ronald Reagan. Jeff and Marissa, what was your guess?
Said Gary Hart.
I couldn't hear that.
Oh, did you not have me on?
I did, but you're being very quiet.
Oh, I said Gary Hart.
They locked in with Gary Hart? Correct answer.
I'm wrong.
I said no.
That guy. He would know.
He know. Yeah, he's going to shout from the back of the bar. Your correct answer. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he carried one state in the election. Is that it? It is
Mondale.
Not Walter Cronkite.
Mondale. Freak, it's Mondale.
It is Walter Mondale.
Damn it. It is Mondale.
All right. Here are your standings as we head into the wager round. I would like to mention the important thing to remember right now, everybody, is that right now, not a single team is eliminated. Everyone is still in contention for the top prize. With 87 points, give it up for Dose Dimwits. With 95 points, we have got the Twin Cities. With 98 points, the professionals behind me. The pub trivia experience. Yeah! Am I mocking you? Is this too hard for you?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. You know, one day we're going to play against each other and it's just not going to go well for me.
But probably.
Remember when you said last week the questions were hard and we did really good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In third place with 100 points, nearly headless Knicks. In second place, 114 points, we have got 409K. And your leaders, and I think this is the second week in a row you've been in the lead going into the final round. With 122 points, we've got Team Chi-Town. Don't cheer too much. They are White Sox fans after all. Here is how your final round is going to go. I have three final questions. Each question is going to come with a wager. You can wager up to 10 points per question. If you get the question right, you get the points. If you get the question wrong, you lose the points. Before I read you your questions, two real quick pieces of housekeeping. Number one, I'm going to give you your categories before you get the questions. You're going to wager on the categories alone. Number two, we've got a pretty packed house here tonight, so I want you all to make some noise. Not, hold on, let me tell you why.
Yeah, noise!
Eric, Amy, Brooke, Stephanie, and Tara have done a fantastic job of bringing out your food and your beer. Can we let them know we appreciate them? Give them a round of applause.
We're all in there.
They can't hear
us. To our wait staff, we really appreciate you guys. You've done a phenomenal job tonight.
Hi in there.
Take care of them at the end of the night. Here are your final question categories. Category number one is science in 2019.
Woo! Finally, something new.
Question number two is in architecture. Question number three is in sports adjacent.
Sports. What?
I can tell you, the answer is a sport. All I need you to do right now, you can wager up to 10 points per question. Lock in your wagers. I will be around to grab them, and then we'll get into your three
questions.
What
do you want to wager?
Good
luck. Nothing on anything?
What do you feel? Do you feel good about any of those?
No.
Really?
No.
What about science in 2019?
No.
Really? No. Wow. You don't want to try for anything?
Nope. I feel bad about everything today.
Good point.
It's a shit day.
Yeah, I mean, if we wager nothing, we can't lose anything.
Exactly.
Nice. All right.
We're good? Okay.
All right, our wagers are locked in. Here's how your final question is going to work. I'm going to read you a question. You have 1 minute to get your answer in. Then we will move on to question number two. You'll have 1 minute to get that answer in. And 1 minute to get question number three in. Are we ready? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Your final question, number one, your category is in science. In 2019, what country became the first to successfully land a spacecraft on the dark side of the moon in 2019?
Nope.
What was it, Jeffrey? Who was it? Who landed a craft on the dark side?
I don't actually know. We just had this question, though.
We did?
Yeah. Trying to remember.
Well, it was either China or the Russians.
Could have been India.
India? You think it was India?
Could have been India.
Yeah, it was probably China.
I think it might have been China.
Doesn't matter.
Nope. Well, who wagered nothing?
Your wager round, question number one. Your category was in science in 2019. What country became the first to land a spacecraft on the dark side of the moon in 2019? Jeff and Marissa, what were your wagers and what did you say?
Not that it matters, but it was China.
What was that?
Said not that it matters, but it was China.
And your wager?
Nothing.
Zero.
They wagered zero. The answer was China. Your correct answer, and the key to this was to successfully land it on the dark side of the moon. There was a country that will remain nameless because I can't remember who it was, that crashed their spacecraft into the dark side of the moon. The first one to land it successfully was China. Nicely done. Wagering question number two. Your category is in architecture.
Buildings and shit.
What American architect who specialized in what he called quote unquote organic architecture
Frank Lloyd Wright
designed the Guggenheim Museum in New York City?
Why did we wager zero on everything?
Do you need that question again?
No! I just need a re-wager. Baloney.
Hannah, if you don't know this, I'm... Hannah is a freaking art history major.
That's a good point. Hey, we're two for two.
Wager round question number two. Your category was in architecture. What American architect who specialized in what he referred to as quote-unquote organic architecture designed the Guggenheim Museum in New York City? Jeff and Marissa, what did you say?
Do you want me to say?
We said...
You don't know.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Your correct answer is, in fact, Frank Lloyd Wright. All right. This is our last question of the evening. Your category is in sports adjacent. What was the first sport to be played on the surface of the moon?
Let's go, Frank.
Yeah, I think so. That's the only thing that makes sense.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. This is the answer to your final question and the standings. And we are ending tonight, everybody, on a social.
Woo.
Astronaut Alan Shepard was playing golf on the moon. Did you guys get that right?
You didn't even let us say it.
I know. I know you got it right, though. I heard you talking about it.
Yes.
So that makes it interesting because here are your final three teams. In third place, we have Nearly Headless Knicks. Your second place team tonight, make some noise. The first time they've placed in like nine attempts is 409K. Woo! And your winners and everyone, the first team to unseat Sarcasm on Tap and Family Fun is Team Chi-Town. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you had fun tonight here at Antelope Brew for the Pub Trivia Experience. I have been Chris.
I'm Jess.
I'm Marissa.
Find us anywhere you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere else. YouTube. Have a great week, everyone.
YouTube. YouTube. Lots of YouTube.
It's really hard to go uphill on bikes.
It's very hard. We weren't on bikes when we went uphill.
Oh.
No. We went out of our hotel, which was at the bottom of the hill next to the wharf. And my mom wanted to go up to Lombard Street. And was like, oh, it's only 6 blocks away.
And that's nothing, right?
Totally nothing, right? Yeah, no. 6 blocks at like a 80-degree angle.
80-degree angle.
I didn't say 90, I said 80.
Oh, okay. That's crazy, though. I definitely want to see that one day.
Yeah. I
want to see it, though. I don't want to be on it.
That's why you take the streetcars, the trolleys.
Even that seems like a workout.
Yeah.
Still got to hold on.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Didn't you bike over the bridge?
We did. We biked over the bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge?
Golden Gate Bridge into Sausalito.
Wow. I'd like to live there. It's very pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
And there's a little museum on the park. I don't know what the park's called. It's the park next to the, before you get to the bridge. And it's got a little museum and like a kids' play stuff. And it has like really good, like locally grown food.
Just spewing about?
No, it's like a cafeteria.
Oh, okay. That sounds really nice.
Good. I had a white bean chili.
How old were you when you went?
21.
21.
I think. No, 20.
Okay.
Wasn't 21 yet. It was the summer before I turned 21.
Still sounds like it's pretty fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. We started in L.A. and then we went up to San Francisco.
Up the PCH.
We did. And I felt like I was going to vomit the whole time.
I believe that. You have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Car issues.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I had a panic attack. We stopped at an Overlook. And I had a panic attack, and my mom had to slap me.
I hear that's the best way to deal with panic attacks.
That's how my mom deals with them.
Well.
Okay.